all that attention. So when you have to go to school or you have to interact with other people, if you don't get the attention you're used to, you can react in a really negative way without really meaning to.
3.
I have 2 kids, and although they fight all the time and they, you know, can get kind of rough with each other, when they are fighting, I try to look at the positives of it and think, I guess it's a good thing that they're, you know, learning to do all those things in a safe family environment, which I guess if you are an only child, maybe then it has to be at school or it's, you know, it's like practicing.
4.
I would have hated being an only child. I mean, I had 3 brothers and sisters and the girl next door was an only child, and she was under so much pressure from her parents to succeed, and all their hopes were focused on this one girl. I thought I wouldn't want all that pressure on me.
File 1B, Listening. 1.
Speaking from my own personal experience, I love the fact that I have a brother. It provided... We had a lot of fun when we were growing up, and now having 2 kids myself, I'm really glad that they can look out for each other. And I think as you go through life and your own parents get older, and you'll have to take care of them someday, I think doing that with a sibling would be a lot easier.
2.
I'm an only child, and someone once said to me, oh, it must be so much better to be an only child because you get all your parents' attention and you don't have to share it with your brothers and sisters. And to an extent, I kind of agree because it is great to have all that attention from your parents. But you can end up becoming sort of spoiled and used to having